Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Wednesday, November 16th of 2022. And I'm your host tonight, the Miracle Man, coming to you live from Midland, Michigan, where I live. And I'm thankful to be with you tonight. Really, I'm thankful for it. And we are in that season of giving of thanks now. We have Thanksgiving Day here in this country a week from tomorrow. Now, in Canada, they would have had it like 5 weeks or so ago. But here in America, we do it in November. As I was saying, I'm really thankful to be here with you tonight, tuned in. I mean, to have you tuned in to the broadcast. And I know something. If you're tuned into this broadcast, I don't think it's by accident that you'd be tuning into this broadcast. I don't think it's an accident by any means. So don't log off. Don't log off. Don't turn off that computer. Don't hang up the phone if you're on it called in. Nope. Stay with us. Because God's got stuff for you. I'm sure he does. And you can just come ready to receive whatever it is that he has in store for you. Because I want whatever he has for me. And I always believe that I can receive it. I always believe that I will receive it. Everything that he has in store for me. And so I was just thinking, you know, what are some of the things that sweet items that remind me most of, like, the fall season? Some of them can be like apple flavored stuff, like apple crisp and or apple pie, pumpkin pie, and all these delicious pumpkin whoopie pies that I get from this place up in this Amish store up in the Clare area, up in, some people call it up north, other people don't. Depends on where in Michigan. But some people from Detroit might call Clare up north. But up here where I'm at, I just think of Clare as Clare. Yeah. Do I think of Cadillac as up north? Yep, yeah. I do.
Yep, me too.
Do I think of, you know, where my mom lives is downstate? Yep.
Yep.
Even though it's an hour and 20 minutes, but still, in my mind, it's downstate. But anyhow, it's one of the big ones to me is, you know, the apple crisp, apple pie, you know, the different pumpkin pies and what have you, and, of course, those pumpkin whoopies, mm-hmm. pumpkin whoopie pies that I am dreaming about right this minute. Honestly, I'm dreaming about them. Honestly, not dreaming right this minute because I'm on the air. But, you know, of course, I'm sure I've dreamed about them before in the past. But I will tell you, those things are delicious. And they are, you know, might be some of the best pumpkin stuff. Pumpkin flavored stuff you might eat. I don't know. I just don't know. You won't know until you try it. You know, but you're not going to know until you do. And it's just the way, honestly, the way I see it.
So many flavors he gives us.
So many flavors that he gives us. And then I was also mentioning, you know, before I tuned in, before I logged on to do the broadcast tonight, about this place in Maine called Wicked Whoopies, where I had ordered, where I had received Wicked Whoopies once several years back as a Christmas present. And it was pretty neat. Had me some, you know, classic flavored ones, and, you know, they were red velvet. And wonder if they can do a mix of different kinds.
Yeah, variety.
Because that's what I would like, if they had those, you know, like maybe some are peanut butter, maybe a couple are chocolate, maybe a couple are pumpkin even.
Oatmeal. Which aren't as soft, but they're still good.
Yeah, why aren't they as soft? Oh, because they're more like a cream pie.
Yeah, oatmeal cream pie. Still a whoopee
whoop. Still a whoopee whoop.
Whoopee whoop.
Yes, it is a whoopee whoop. And this person who's here right now, she was the one up and introduced me to the whoopee whoops. She was the first person to give me a whoopee whoop.
Yes.
She was, because I remember she showed them to me, and she was mentioning these, you know, different things to me that were super soft, and she had me feel it.
Oh, boy,
was it. It was pumpkin flavored, and it was, it's been on ever since then. I've always felt the need every fall to have the pumpkin whoopies.
And it's
not the same without them.
Thankful for the whoops.
And of course, thankful for the whoops. Some people will call them whoopie pies, but honestly, folks, it's not the same as just calling them whoopies.
Yeah, it's a whoopie. For sure.
It's not whoopie pie. It's just whoopie. And believe it or not, folks, there's belief that they originated in Maine and also in Pennsylvania. So those two different states.
Oh.
And the truth is, the reason they were called whoopie pies is because kids would find them in their lunches way back when, like the 30s or 20s or whatever, and they would shout whoopee when they found them.
Whoopee.
They would shout whoopee when they found them.
I didn't know that. I love that.
And that's a cute thing. I found that out several years ago.
Whoopee.
And
yeah, that
is
the treat pack.
It was from Amish country. And some people I've heard, you know, or some people will say that the biggest place for Amish country might be in, like, Maine or Pennsylvania or whatever. Actually, it's in Ohio.
Oh, okay.
In that state to the south.
Right.
Because the reason I call it, and yes, there's a reason why I call it that state to the south when I'm doing the show in the football season. Because for all we know, many people who tune in might be Michigan fans. And down in that state to the south, it's a joking thing, but more or less the joke is, you know, to try not to use the letter M during Michigan week next week. So sometimes when they refer to Michigan, they'll say, they might write on Twitter, Michigan with a Z or an X.
Oh, really?
Or they'll say T-T-U-N or ton, or T-S-U-N. T-T-U-N is that team up north. T-S-U-N, not state up north. Okay. I heard different things like that. So I think it's harder to go without using the letter O than what it is to go without the letter M. I think it's hard because then you'd have a lot of blank spots. And it's hard to know what you replace the O with.
Right.
You can't always exit.
Yeah, that would be.
You can always exit. The M's and replace them with X's, but the O's you can't. Can't replace all the O's with A's. That'd be different. So like, but anyhow, it's kind of a funny thing, more or less. And honestly, I had last night at the end of the show, I kind of told you listeners what I had thought could be the case in the game, in the next edition of The Game, a week from Saturday down in Columbus. And obviously we'll talk more about that next week, folks. I'm not gonna really mention it tonight because it's not this week. We do, folks, have some weather drama regarding the high school football playoffs, state semifinals. We have a Division I game of Region 2 versus Region 1 in Lansing. And Lansing's not supposed to get really all this snow, but the Grand Rapids area is, and they're playing a team from Clarkston. And the thing with that, folks, is on that west side of the state, they could get anywhere from 12 to 18 inches of snow, of lake effect snow, between Thursday and Saturday. So my question, listeners, becomes, do they play this game on Saturday? I say probably no, if it's bad enough. Do they do it on Sunday? I don't know. Do they try to do it on Monday? I say probably not, because then they'd have to play Saturday for the winner would play on Saturday, the final. So who knows what they'll do with all that. That'd make it interesting to watch. And then in Division II, you have Dexter, the team that knocked Midland out, having to go to Portage, having to go to the Kalamazoo area, which is going to be getting all the snow, too, to play a school from Grand Rapids. Don't know if that game will happen either. And then there'll be some other games on the west side of the state that I don't know if those will happen either, because obviously the east side of Michigan won't be getting it like this. But I think the snow machine is coming because of the colder than normal weather at this moment and the lake waters that are still relatively warm, like Michigan. So that allows for the snow machine to be active, and that's why there are already winter storm warnings for the west side of Michigan for heavy snow, for rather heavy snow. It's going to be looking like Snowvember, which is a term I give to especially snowy Novembers that have snow that can be close to the amount of snow that you shouldn't see until December.
Yeah.
Like around here, this wouldn't be a Snowvember yet. Not yet. But there's still time. Could it happen? Maybe. Is it likely that I know for around here? Not so much. Because you don't see that much of it coming. If it does, like it's like an inch here, an inch there. But on that west side of the state, though, they're getting it. They're going to get it. And in one area, like near Marshall, Michigan, near Berrien Springs, Michigan, over on the west side, 8 inches had already fallen, like within, like, I don't know, 6 hours or something. And so you're supposed to go to the west side of the state of Michigan at all this weekend. Watch out. Like I'd say anything too much west of 127 will be getting hit harder and harder the closer you get to the water. But at the same time, I look at it and I go, This is Michigan. Yeah. And sometimes in Michigan, you get, you know, these super heavy snowstorms. Now, back in the day, I feel like these used to be more of a common thing. There was a day where they used to be more common. I don't think we got a snowstorm last year in one storm that was really over 5 inches. I don't think we did. It was rather small. There were a couple storms that they called snow days for, but they still only got 5 inches. So they probably decided they would still use one, even though it was only for 4.5, 5 inches. Where back in the day, like when I was little, but I'm sure even more so when you were little, 5 inches didn't always guarantee a snow day. It had to be six. But then Midland sometimes would take advantage of it and send us an eight. It's like, you're going to school.
8 inches.
Like, it's 8 inches on the, like, there's 8 inches of snow on the road. But guess what? You're going to school. And I'm sure that I can just see their superintendent, the old superintendent doing that. He probably wishes he didn't, because my senior year in high school, the superintendent, Mr. Ellinger's daughter, who was, I believe, a junior, maybe even a senior, Dow High, she got in a car accident on her way to school.
Ooh.
I was on the bus on the way to Midland. We had ended up getting like 6-7 inches. I got to school late. You know, I was on the bus. Would have been late anyway. Now there was a protest out in the hallway, out in like Eyeball Alley, right when school started. Like a good amount of kids, they were protesting. They wanted a snow day.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I think it was probably warranted. The roads were terrible. We had got my bus was a bit later than it should have been. I'm not just saying that that alone was a reason, but the roads were terrible.
Yeah,
and there was even Midland Christian had canceled for the day. The other private schools in Midland had canceled. Delta had delayed the opening until like 10 a.m., I believe, or something, maybe even 11 a.m. But the superintendent of the city schools in Midland said, no, I think I said, you're going. This storm system was a little more towards the south, like towards like Flint, Detroit, and also the west side, because sometimes in Michigan we have snowstorms that are like that. I think when they made the call, I don't think they anticipated more of the snow coming up to the Midland area.
Yeah.
And in my mind, that could have been what happened. That could have been what made it so difficult and what call to make. And I don't think it was his way of saying, you go, necessarily. That, I mean, we might never know. I'm sure, at least I hope it's one that he would look back and say, I would like to have it back.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
By have it back, I mean, like, meaning like it's the model's the exact same, and this time it's coming, call it.
Yep.
Meaning I'm not. But
we learned.
Yep, meaning he learned. If they were still doing it when I got there, I would have been doing it. I think it would have been cool though to have, like, you know, the band involved, the football players involved, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But do it in the gym so it's an assembly.
And they're all there
like they walk out of class, but they walk to the gym. Because in my mind I was like, well, I'm here, but at the same time I was like, you know, back in that day I would get up out of bed super early to go to school. So in another way, it'd be like, well, I would like to go back to bed, because chances are every one of those kids was still tired.
Mm-hmm.
And they're probably like...
One of the best parts of a snow day is...
They get to go...
Sleep in.
Is, yeah, they get to go back to bed, and I would have been like... At that point, I would have been like, I'm not worried about them all. I'm not worried about this other stuff. The roads are terrible. I'm going right home to go to bed. Because, like, these roads are dangerous. I would have been like, in fact, because the buses are bigger, I'd just go right back home on that bus.
Yep.
Because...
Did they send you home or just stay the whole day?
They had to stay. The thing is, but I think it was because the bus, I mean, the snow slowed down, like, a few hours after.
Okay.
So, which in a way kind of made sense. But if it were to keep getting worse and worse and worse, then I would feel like they would need to do an early release. I remember, you might remember this, Laura. We had one time it was snowing heavy on the way there, and with an incoming heavy snowstorm, and basically we got to Delta, and there was that big thing that they had just canceled classes.
Yeah, that's right.
They ended up doing. I don't think it was just Crystal. I think it was a campus-wide early release. Something like that.
Something.
It was some of the effect of an early release, even though Midland Public had already called it off for that day, which was smart because they did it ahead rather than wait to see what would happen that day, because
yeah.
They didn't wait to see.
Yeah, it all brings lots of road problems.
And that system ended up actually coming up and doing more here, because originally it was supposed to do more stuff by Detroit. But it ended up doing more, like, between here and Flint, which ended up getting a snow day. I mean, ended up getting more. We were getting more snow.
Yeah.
Now you knew what I mean, and you kind of remember that now. Like, because originally it was supposed to be more down towards, like, Flint, Detroit, but who ended up getting the most was between here and Flint. And that didn't just happen once, that happened again a week later. Same type of thing. And so that.
Careful on these roads.
Yeah, you do. And usually, you would think in Michigan that usually maybe that kind, this kind of stuff would wait till December to show itself more heavily. I mean more heavily. Excuse me, heavily. I mean. In December, it is almost heavenly as long as you keep it to 1 inch, to like 1 inch, maybe two, and at night. And do it like at night so that it kind of just decorates everything, because in a sense, you look at it, it's natural Christmas decorations. And speaking of which, my stuff is going up very soon. It's going up Santa Parade Saturday, and real close to parade time, I like to have my stuff put up and put up the tree, and I do it nice. I put the tree up in the living room, and it's a cool thing, because everybody that I know puts it in the living room. Of course, everybody will do their own thing. I will also say, thou shalt not be a Grinch. Do you know of anyone who's a Grinch?
I do.
Who? Not your daughter.
I guess.
Not your daughter, right?
No. Not my baby. She's...
She's all for it. What about Mark?
No. Who'd you say, honey? Ian. Ian the Grinch.
Who's Ian?
It's my brother. Ian the Grinch.
Wow.
What's he saying?
I tried getting him to come talk because he plays sport.
Oh.
Oh, yes, you do.
Don't be a Grinch.
I'm talking about Christmas.
Or is he a Grinch about Christmas?
Oh, yeah, she's shaking her head.
because that's what the whole Grinch thing is about. It's about, you're like, not for Christmas. In fact, what did we find at Walmart last night, Victoria? What did we find at Walmart last night? An inflatable what in the Christmas section?
Inflatable Grinch.
No. It's incredible the difference between the Christmas section at Walmart and the Christmas section at Target. The Christmas section at Target, I don't think, can compare.
To Walmart?
Right.
Yeah.
I used to think that Target's was good, like, all things considered, but, like, in reality, it doesn't compare.
Right. Kind of mediocre.
And I feel like Target, in general, is supposed to be, like, better quality. You would think, but maybe it's just their Christmas section is so small that they can't do it so elaborate. Do you feel like even is Lowe's as elaborate as that, or not quite like Walmart's is?
I don't even know.
What about Home Depot?
We'll have to go look. I don't know either. I believe they're probably pretty immaculate.
I would hope so. I would hope so, at least, because I went in there today, like, just to kind of see more or less. By that I meant into Target, and they had filled it in more, but it wasn't like Walmart says. And I found some Snoopy stuff. Have you ever seen any cheetah print Christmas stuff?
No.
I have cheetah print bed sheets. Never seen any Christmas cheetah print?
Oh, just a cheetah print like a set?
Yes.
For Christmas?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What was it?
Comforters. Madison never was into cheetah, though. But we never did get that, but there were zebras.
The reason I know why I'm into cheetah print is because of what people say about me, about what I do with this pop-up thing. Because people say that I cheat. They say that I'm a cheetah. Because they say that they think I cheat, even though I don't cheat. But I had cheetah sheets before that, though, and I didn't know they were cheetahs. So I had cheetah stuff without knowing. Someone had gotten my mom must have just seen it and been like, yeah, that looks cool, I'll get these, or something like that. That must have been just what happened and how I ended up with them, but nonetheless, it's cool, and it's, you know, and it's I'm forward to the holidays, and no matter what the year's been like, you know, when you're near the end, you can always look forward to the holidays. And celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus, because honestly, without the birth of the Lord Jesus, we don't really have it that much. We don't have really the same reason to be alive, really, because of what we have in Jesus. And the fact that, honestly, I would have died without him. I would have. The things that I went through when I was super little, like that, with those diagnoses, I probably would have died. But because Jesus kept me alive. And yes, amen. And what I just said there leads me to this. The book, Rivers of Miracles, is the story of my life, story of how great my God has been to me. Jesus has been, and he's been there for me and helped me as I went through this life. And he has, he's made a way for me when it often had seemed like there was no way. But, different things as I would go through this life, that, you know, he's been on my side, even when I was super little. And you know, and when you're super little, like 3 and 4, you know, at that age, it's harder to fight your own battles. And so at that point, it was like me and my mom, we were trusting in God. And I was listening to the word. So when I was in Chattanooga, Tennessee, they were doing a surgery on the right side of my face. But then they found they were able to connect. They found this ear and were able to connect it. And it worked. And they basically had to sedate me to get me to go to sleep because I was so excited to hear, wanting to hear everything, wanting to hear the Bible, wanting to hear this, wanting to hear that. I don't know why they're like, I might not remember all these details, but I'm sure they're like, can we just get you to go to sleep? Can we get you to lie down? I imagine that's what some of them were thinking, like, because, you know, you hear these different accents, you know, and that. And then I can recall, like, 20 years later or so, 20, 21 years later or so, being in the mall there around back to school time or whatever, and I literally hear this man. He sounds like he has a super redneck accent. My guess is he's from the country. Probably doesn't even live in the city. And he literally says, "You're going to run into the Triers."
The Triers?
Yes. with that accent, I doubt he lives in the city of Chattanooga. I bet he lives in the country.
In the country, in the swamps.
I feel like in a place like that, you can kind of tell the difference between someone who lives in the city.
Oh, yeah.
And someone who, like, someone who lives in the city might have the accent, but it might not be as strong.
Right.
Yeah. Like, hey, sir, you're going to run into the chairs. Sir. Like, sir, you're going to run into the chairs. You know, like they might say, sir, still with that certain accent, but they'll still say chairs a certain way. You know? Because it's like, you know, I was just there, you know, in the mall, in the hallway. I wasn't trying to do that to him on purpose. It was just, you know, he was just telling me he was trying to help me. That's all. And he was just telling me, and he's like, you want to sit down? And I'm like, no, thank you. But I kind of, you know, I was just referring to that accent. I don't remember what those people sounded like trying to get me to lay down and go to sleep, even though I was so excited that I could hear. But, of course, you know, at that point you're in a hospital setting and, you know, they want you to go to sleep and not bother the other patients who are in the hospital and need to get some. That's just a snapshot of one of the miracles that God was able to do. And it also, that also shows that God can use doctors, because I'm sure there's people that might think, well, we just trust God, why would we need the doctor? You know, like, the fact is, though, God can use medicine. He will use medicine. Oftentimes that's part of what he uses to help you get healed. And so I'm not cutting the doctors, nor am I exalting them either. I'm just pointing out that God gave them to us. He uses the surgeon, he uses the nurses, he uses the practitioners and the different people that, you know, you might encounter, and help you and what have you. But God uses that medical science. He really does. But you can go online to the website riversofmiracles.com That Rivers is with an I, unlike my name, which is a Y. You can go online to Rivers, R-I-V-E-R-S, as in Rivers of Living Water, of Miracles.com to find out information about the book, how you can get it in your hands. And I will tell you, when you read this book, I pray that it will increase your faith.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have any doubt left in you, if you have any doubt left in you after reading the book, then
I don't know.
Don't know what to tell you.
Right.
It should take that doubt right out of you. Because there's miracles in there.
Absolutely.
I mean, and to have the spirit of death be on me 4 different times and it take me out 0 times. And because, and I always try to verify, you know, with my listeners and make sure they know, you listeners know this, that when I say the spirit of death was upon me, it was when I was little, and it wasn't like it was on me, like, to try to get me to take myself out. It was because of the suffering that I was going through in my body, and those things were trying to kill me. So, fear of suicide. It was related to that spirit of infirmity, and. And I'm living proof that God uses me, because he's using me right now to talk to you folks and to let you guys know, you know, that he is a healing Jesus. He wants to change your life today. And so... So there's the book. The other thing I want to remind you about real quick is about the PayPal. You can go online to paypal.com to sow your seed into the Miracle Man program. Helps keep going, helps keep me keep reaching people and bringing the world to those who are lost and have no idea where they're going. And they can come home to Jesus and find hope in him. And you can go online to paypal.com. In the search bar, type in Rivers Shukla. That is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S. Last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Keep in mind there's a space between Rivers and Shukla. The other thing related to that I would like you to keep in mind is that the first R in Rivers and the S in Shukla, both of those capitalized. So please make a note. And whatever amount you give, it's between you and God. I do not do pressure stuff. I don't do the pressure here. If you want pressure, go to someone else, because I don't do that here. I don't want you to feel pressurized to give a certain amount.
Yep.
And
put it on their heart.
It'll be God that if you're feeling pressure, it'll be from God. Because I'm just like, well, you'll put sitting there if you feel that it's God calling you to.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, I'll share a verse with you, as you already saw your seat. And that is, therefore, my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. His riches and glory. It's not based on the price of this, the price of that, or the stock market, or all this other stuff. Nope, it's according to his riches and glory. And sometimes I'll tease about it every once in a while, and I'll be like, my God shall supply all your needs according to the price of gas, or according to the stock market, or according to what the CPI last month said, Consumer Price Index. By the way, or whatever. No, it's not based on these economic indicators, and God's economy doesn't go up and down. It's constant because on the economy of the earth, it goes up, down, you know, you ride the roller coaster, you know, and all that stuff, but not heaven's economy. It stays constant, and we can have whatever beyond whatsoever we ask or think. And it's something that I thank God for, and it is something that I honestly just, you know, that I just started thinking about it. So I'm going to sing a couple songs and then get into the word of the Lord, and then we'll have a sports update. The Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you, be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. The Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you, be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen. 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 The Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen. 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 Upon you and a thousand generations, and your family, and your children, and their children, and their children. May his presence go before you and behind you and beside you, all around you and within you. He is with you. He is with you in the morning, in the evening, in your coming, and you're going, and you're weeping, and rejoicing. He is for you. 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 Yes. Amen. 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 May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations, and your family, and their children, and their children, and their children. May his presence go before you and behind you and beside you, all around you and within you. He is with you. He is with you in the good morning, in the evening, and you're coming and you're going, and you're weeping and rejoicing. He is for you. 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 Yes. Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ for us. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ for us. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done for us. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am filled, because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ for us. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am few. Because of what the Lord has done for us. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We give thanks to you for what you are, who you are to us, for what you've done in us, what you're doing right now in us, what you're going to do in us. And we just thank you for that. We trust in you for that, knowing that you are moving mightily on our behalf. And I trust you. We know that you are making a way for us when it seems like there is no other way. You're making a way. And I trust in you for that. And I just know that your promises are yes and amen, and that you don't just promise things. Thank you, Lord, that you keep your promises. And I know that about you, Lord. That's why I worship you. That's why we worship you and praise you. We know that you're good for your word, that your promises are yes and amen. Not maybe and I guess. Well, what if it was maybe and I guess? What if it was maybe and I guess? Yeah, because then some people would be like, well, I guess. You just no. Well, you thank you, Jesus. Your word does not say, I guess.
That's right.
Anywhere in there.
It's hard to stand on that rock.
Because I guess makes it sound like you don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Anytime you say, I hear someone say, I guess, does it always sound like they don't want to do it?
Yeah.
But sometimes some older people will just say, I guess, even if they don't mind doing it. Sometimes it's just a
beautiful thought.
But thank you, Jesus, that for what you're doing right now, for what you're going to do. Thank you for this time in the Word tonight that we have to study your Word and look at some of these Proverbs tonight. And thank you, Master, for that. Thank you that these listeners have ears to hear. They have minds to ready to receive what you have for them. That they would turn off all distractions, that they would get away from all distractions that would be trying to hinder them from receiving tonight what you have for them. And now, thank you that you're meeting every need represented here tonight, that you're healing every body and every mind, that you're healing, that addictions would be healed tonight, that sickness and disease would be broken and healed from these people tonight, that all these powers, these other powers that are working in these other people would be removed right now and stopped right now. There's one spirit operating, and it's your spirit. And I rebuke every other spirit right now in the name of Jesus. And I make my confession over this program that sponsors come into the program, finances come into the program. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that increases in listenership come into this program. Most importantly of all, Jesus, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this radio program. In Jesus' name, now I want to make a Bible confession because the Bible says that we can have the fruit of our lips. So this is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what the Word says I can have. I can do what the Word says I can do. This Bible is more than a storybook to me. It is more than a religious book to me, and it is more than a history book to me. Tonight, I am a believer, therefore I'm a receiver, and I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight in the name of Jesus. Now, if you got your Bible, you'll go with me, please, to the book of Proverbs, chapter number 27. Amen. Proverbs chapter 27. Thank you, Lord. Proverbs 27, as I'm turning the pages. And, you know, folks, you want to know something interesting, folks, that I've heard from my pastor before? I think he heard this somewhere, but I don't know where he heard it from. But there's two sounds that pastors love to hear. this was from like back around like the 90s and what have you, but I like to say that still rings true today. There's two songs that a pastor loves, or preacher loves to hear. Number one of them, Pages Turning. The other one, Checks Being Ripped Out of Checkbooks. Well, praise God, we're back on. I didn't know that when I really received a call that it would disconnect me, but it did. As I said a minute ago, I am in Proverbs chapter 27, and I'm going to begin reading from verse number 1 of Proverbs 27. I hope you found it by now. We were off for a minute. If you didn't find it, then I would send you to Children's Church, a new convert class, but you'd have to do it somehow online somehow. But on Proverbs 27, verse 1. Do not boast about them, for you do not know. Bring forth. Let another praise you, and not your own mouth. Someone else, you and your own lips. And then it says, stone is heavy and sand is a burden, but provocation to a fool is heavier than both. Anger is cruel and fury is overwhelming, but who can stand before jealousy? Open rebuke is better than hidden love. Wounds from a friend can be trusted, but an enemy multiplies kisses. He who is full loathes honey, but to the hungry, even what is bitter tastes sweet. Oh, really? I don't know about that when it comes to the dinner table, because sometimes if you're hungry, you only want very specific things. Verse 8, like a bird that strays from its nest is a man who strays from his home. Perfume and incense bring joy to the heart, and the pleasantness of one's friend springs from his earnest counsel. Do not forsake your friend and the friend of your father. Do not go to your brother's house when disaster strikes. Be better and better a neighbor nearby than a brother far away. Be wise, my son. Bring joy to my heart. Then I can answer anyone who treats me with contempt. The prudent see danger and they take refuge, but the simple keep going and they suffer for it. Take the garments of one who puts up security for a stranger. Hold it in pledge if he does it for a wayward woman. If a man loudly blesses his neighbor early in the morning, it will be taken as a curse. A quarrel's wife is like a constant dripping on a rainy day. Restraining her is like restraining the wind or grasping oil with the hand. As iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. he who tends a big tree will eat its fruit. He who looks after his master will be honored. As water reflects the face, so a man's heart reflects the man. Death and destruction are never satisfied, and neither are the eyes of man. The crucible for silver and the furnace for gold. But man is tested by the praise that he receives. Though you grind a fool in a mortar, grinding him like grain with a pestle, it will not remove his folly from him. Be sure that you know the condition of your flocks. Give careful attention to your herds, for riches do not endure forever, and a crown is not secure for all generations. When the hay is removed and new growth appears, and the grass of the hills is gathered, and the lambs will provide you with clothing, and the goats with the prints of a field. You will have plenty of goats' milk to feed it with your family and to nourish your servant. The wicked man flees, though no one pursues. But the righteous are as bold as a lion. When a country is rebellious, it has many rulers, but a man of understanding, knowledge, maintains order. A ruler who oppresses the poor is a driving rain that leaves no crops. Those who forsake the law praise the wicked, but those who keep the law resist them. Evil men do not understand justice, but those who seek the Lord understand it fully. Better is a poor man whose walk is blameless than a rich man whose ways are perverse. Proverbs 28:7. He who keeps the law is a discerning son, but a companion of gluttons disgraces his father. He who increases his wealth by exorbitant interest amasses it for another. Who will be kind to the poor? Anyone turns a dead ear to the law, even his prayers are detestable. He who leads the upright along an evil path will fall into his own trap. But the blameless will receive a good inheritance. A rich man may be wise in his own eyes, but a poor man who has discernment sees through him. When the righteousness triumphs, there is great elation. But when the wicked rise to power, men go into hiding. He who conceals his sins does not prosper, but whoever confesses and renounces them finds mercy. Blessed is the man who always fears the Lord. He who hardens his heart falls into trouble. Like a roaring lion or a charging bear is a wicked man running over a helpless people. A tyrannical ruler lacks judgment, but he who hates ill-gotten gain will enjoy a long life. A man tormented by the guilt of murder will be a fugitive until death. Let no one support him. He whose walk is blameless is kept safe. He whose ways are perverse will surely fall. He who works his land will have abundant food. But the one who chases fantasies will have his fill of poverty. A faithful man will be richly blessed, but one eager to get rich will not go unpunished. To show partiality is not good, yet a man will do wrong for a piece of bread, or as we might say it, for a buck. A stingy man is eager to get rich and aware that poverty awaits him. He who rebukes a man will in the end gain more favor than he who has a flattering tongue. He who robs his father or mother and says, "It's not wrong," he is partner to him who destroys. Stirs up dissension. But he who trusts in the Lord will prosper. He who trusts in himself is a fool. He who walks in the wisdom in the wisdom of God is kept safe. He who gives to the poor will lack nothing. But he who closes his eyes to them receives many curses. When the wicked rise into power, people go into hiding. When the wicked perish, the righteous thrive. All right. So, real quick here. So what you see here is there's these big differences here between those who are righteous and those who are wicked. And it says for those who are wicked, you know, that are doing wicked things, like if they're in power, here's what happens. If the righteous are in power, this happens. Though those who are robbers, you know, if they're robbers and if they're saying it's not wrong, they'll be judged. The truth of the matter is, you are judged by God based on your life. Meaning, like, you know, are you blameless in the eyes of God? Or are you breaking all kind of hedges against God? And there will be accountability to God for that. With your maker, there will be accountability. And we can think of it this way. So if you're a student at school like if you're a student at college, like at the university or whatever, you could maybe find the textbooks for the semester. You could find out the test, what the test is, what's going to be on the test. You could study the test, you know, study everything and be ready for the test long before it comes. For example. But, let me ask you a question. Are you ready for the ultimate test? That test called the Day of Judgment, when you will give your account. Every person will give an account to God about your life. Every thought, word, and deed will be tried on Judgment Day. Are you ready for that test? It's pass or fail, heaven or hell. Either you got it or you didn't. And there are certain people, like God says, will not enter the kingdom of God unless they repent. You know, thieves, drunkards, and, you know, people who do all these different things. Those who are lustful, those who fornicate, those who do this and that and different things. Unless they repent and totally ask for forgiveness, they will not inherit the kingdom of God. They won't. But those who are righteous, they do inherit the kingdom of God. So hopefully, my hope would be, if you turn into the program, that you'd be righteous. But you know, you know, and even if you're not a super wicked person, if you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, you don't make heaven. And here's what I would not want to have happen to me. I would not want for my name to be looked at in the Lamb's Book of Life and to find out it's not here. By it's not here, I mean my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Laura, how would you feel if God looked up your name in the Lamb's Book of Life and said it wasn't here?
I don't even know how I would.
Well,
what?
My plan is for when Jesus looks at me and be like, "Oh, you, River Shukla, I looked, I found you," and be like, and then for him to say, "Oh, and you know what? Well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful with all these things. Enter into the joy of the Lord." That's what I plan to have him say to me.
Oh, I'm planning it too.
Instead of him looking,
apart from me, I never knew.
Looking, or even if he said, "Oh, I see your name, but you were wicked and lazy," and for him to say, "I didn't know you even," for him to say, "I didn't even know you," and for him to say, "Depart from me, you evildoers, into the lake of fire," and I don't plan to go there. And you can give your life to Jesus right now because time is very short. It's very short. Could come tonight. Could come in 5 minutes. I don't know. Could come next year. 5 years, 10 years. I don't know, but don't have that long. I'll say it that way. It's not like we have a long, super, super, super long time. Because some of you people might think you got 40 years to get right with God. Oh, how do you know that? So you can give your life to Jesus right now by praying this prayer. Jesus, come into my heart. Make me fresh and new. Teach me how to be like you. Show me how to be like you. I ask you to come and fill my heart. Give me a new heart and a new mind. I ask you to change me into who you want me to be. That I may dwell in your presence forever. Amen. Now, what you did there, for those of you who gave your life to Jesus, I tell you, the angels in heaven are throwing a big party right now. And let me tell you, it's better than any 4th of July fireworks you've ever seen, whether it be here or in Bay City, Michigan, or wherever else you might have seen a fireworks display. The fireworks display that you might be seeing in heaven would be an even greater than that. And if you rededicated your life, then the angels are very happy for you and rejoicing for you. If you prayed the prayer because I said pray it, then God's happy for you as well, of course. And so I thank God for that. And now I thank you for this word tonight, Lord Jesus, that we would examine ourselves, Master. And thank you, Master, that you would, that we would do your word and not just be those that hear it. And I thank you, Master, for that. In your mighty name, we pray. Amen and amen. Now, in terms of sports, we have the Lions playing the Giants, I believe it is this week. Next week, it'll be the Vikings at home for Thanksgiving, but this week it's the Giants on the road. My prediction, Roaring Lion 28, Gigantic 24. Michigan versus Illinois, Fighting an Illini. And you know something funny? The way the Illini is spelled, I-L-L-I-N-I. So there's no O and no S, like there is in Illinois. So it's just all the I's and the L's and the I's. And the N. I-L-L-I-N-I. Fighting an Illini. Michigan undefeated. Ranked number 3 in America. And their opponents have been down this year. Michigan's opponents have been. They really haven't been tested like someone might be who's in the SEC. Like where Georgia and Tennessee are. My honest prediction for this weekend, though. Winning again. 36. Loud noises. 20. Dexter, one more college game first. Michigan State, I do expect them to win this weekend. Also, Dexter, versus Grand Rapids Forest Hill Central. This game is supposed to be on Saturday at Portage High School, Portage Northern, in the Kalamazoo area. We'll see what happens with the big winter storm that they're getting on the west side of Michigan. They might play it Saturday. They might play it Sunday. For all I know, they might just hand it to Dexter as they have higher playoff points, but I think the game should be played because it's state finals. I think it needs to honestly be played. Honest prediction. Beach Cabana, 35. Beach Cabana, 35. Land of the Forest, 21. You say, why'd you call Dexter Beach Cabana? Because people will set up cabanas, they'll have cabanas like at these water parks and at these beaches and stuff where people can rent cabanas. And their best player on the team for Dexter is a guy named Cole Cabana. So that's why I came up with that. And then Forest Hill Central, Park Rangers, was it comes to mind, there is a forest. And that's why I said Cabana, I think of the beach.
Yeah.
So in this case, the beach would win. And generally, you know, on a nice sunny Michigan day, guess where I'd rather be? At the beach!
Yeah.
In the cabana. And then Clarkston versus Caledonia in Lansing, Saturday, 1 o'clock. This also depends on if Caledonia will be able to make the trip to Lansing, as Caledonia being near Grand Rapids, they're supposed to get a lot of snow. Maybe the east side might not get as much snow, and they'll be able to get over to Lansing to play this. We'll have to wait and see. Trying to think what the name Caledonia reminds me of. But I don't know what it reminds me of. The winner of this, of course, just like the one of the other one, goes to Fort Beale. This is Division One, by the way. Region One versus Region Two. My honest prediction: Lewis and Clark, 34. Caledonia, 27. So, honestly, my predictions are to win Lions, Michigan, Michigan State, Dexter, Caledonia. The Dexter and Caledonia games, of course, depend on the weather, what happens this weekend with that crazy snow stuff. Until next time, God first. Oh, Psalm 91. I confess Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. I pray for traveling mercies for anyone who would be traveling this weekend for Thanksgiving. There'll be people, Lord, that don't travel until next week, like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, if they're going somewhere. There will be other people who might be traveling this weekend. And I thank you, Master, for traveling mercies for those who are traveling. No evil shall befall them. No fire, no flood, no crash, no sickness, no disease. None of this evil stuff comes near them or their immediate loved ones. We're going to live in great peace and great joy and be a powerful witness for you, Jesus. Until next time. And until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody, and I will talk to you all next time.